Perry?
Here.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you would like as we pray. Lord, we thank you that you have and you continue to keep the village of Tolono safe. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our residents safe. We thank you for providing creative ways for our business owners to support their families as well. Lord, we thank you for a quick, swift end to this thing so that all of our people can get back to life truly as normal and our businesses to flourish. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Public comments. I guess we have some people in the audience.
We do.
You want to step up? You can step up and tell us your name.
So are you guys?
Oh, go first.
So you can pass it yourself.
It's Adam Munns.
Sorry,
is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
This is the RC Fest.
Yes. So every year, well, I stopped for 3 years because of high school.
Go ahead and step back so that you can be heard there.
Okay.
So for 6 years, I did a radio controlled event called RC Fest, which raises money for community blood services of Illinois, since I needed platelets when I was born. So over those 6 years, we raised roughly $12,000 and enough blood to save a bunch of people's lives. And every year we had the blood mobile there, so we could get some replenishment as well. And overall, it was a great thing. I ended up stopping when I was in high school to kind of focus on high school a little bit more. Now since I'm in college, I can start on it again. So this year I'm planning for August 8th and 9th at Eastside Park. I already talked to the park district, got everything ironed out there. But the only stipulation now is with this whole COVID stuff going on. I was just wondering if there's any way I could still push through with it if I do social distancing, require masks, or anything else you guys would like to go ahead and be involved with it. So, since there's always a need for blood, and right now there's even a higher need, I think it would be appropriate to continue with it if you guys are comfortable with it.
I think a lot of it depends on our governor, because right now we're down to events with 10 people or less.
Right.
But we're talking, what, a couple months out?
Yeah, it's August 8th and 9th, so like 2.5 months or so.
So a lot of things could change in between here and there. I mean, everything's kind of up in the air right now.
Right, which I totally figured out, so.
So. I don't have a whole lot of information for you just because we don't know what the information is yet.
Okay.
Sure.
But all you need from us is just the red clothes?
That
shouldn't be
a
problem.
For a while now.
As long as we can do it,
yeah.
Wait
for stuff when you show up the road.
Which was actually my next thing down, which was the closing of the road. The road I'd like to shut down is Northeast Street, which is the street completely on the east side of Eastside Park. And I'd like it from Washington to Walnut. And typically what would happen in the past was you guys would come in, put the barricades out at night, and then that morning we'd go ahead and move them out onto the road. And the way the schedule works, it's only the first event on Saturday and Sunday, so after we're done with that, I can go ahead and open the road back up. So it should only be closed for an hour and a half, 2 hours, both days.
Yeah, we have no problem with that at all. The event gets, if we can do the event, we most definitely give you barricades for that.
Okay.
The only thing, Rob, is that the road where they're replacing the lift station?
It is.
Is that Washington? So
the
very northeast corner,
okay.
There's that concrete know, 6 foot wide manhole. We're replacing that whole thing underground there.
Okay.
So, not saying that whole road, it might be closed off anyways.
Okay.
But you might be, you might not have all the way to the corner there. You might have to go a little farther to the south.
Okay,
but
that's fine. What's that scheduled to
start? Don't know 100% sure yet. It's
okay.
All depends on when we can get, basically get the material.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're...
Up and down.
Yeah, yep,
okay.
Like everything else.
Right. Everything's on hold at the moment. So, you guys have any questions? Are you guys good on the situation?
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah, no questions here. Just, we have the special event permit that we would just have you fill out. You can get it from the office. It may be on our website.
And just fill it out and bring it up, y'all, sometime?
You could actually just take it to the office.
Yeah, just drop it off in one of the drop boxes. That,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, on our website, under forms,
okay,
there is the special event permit.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks. All right. Do we have any more public comments? No?
Okay. Nope. Nobody else.
Okay, perfect. So on the engineering reports, there's tons of engineering stuff in the thing. I'm going to have to look at Brian to kind of wade through a lot of this. The low interest loan, this is always on there. Then we have three Donahue task orders. The stormwater management plan, strike that. Number three, the stormwater mapping updates. That is part of the a plan that we were having to develop. The EPA sent us a letter. We've been kind of working on it a little bit, discharge and all of this. We found a couple houses that are actually hooked, their sewers hooked into our storms, which that's kind of a no-no, but they're older houses and just what happened back then. This will help us kind of mitigate some of that. Also, if we go with the Donahue thing now, and I talk to them tomorrow, if this gets approved, then they're going to hire two interns to do this. They work really quick. That's why it's up to, I can't remember what the up to amount is on it. Is it up to 10,000?
I think I can't get my board packet thing to open.
Up to 15,000. It's up to, not to exceed 15,000. With this, if they hire those two interns, they work for them other summers. They're like a quarter of the price as if we have an engineer do it, and would be a lot cheaper to do it this summer. That's one I'd kind of like to get approved. Problem is we do not have a budget approved.
Number eight.
So all of these we're approving outside
number
of a budget.
7A, I think, is what he's talking
about. Are you you're talking about the...
Number three.
No, task order number eight.
Is this task order 8 or task order 7A that you're talking about?
7A.
Okay. Thank you.
7A and 7B kind of all kind of go into together. The stormwater mapping and water mapping.
That's last month's. So it's like, none of that's on. Sorry, that was last month's.
It kind of all go into, they're all the illicit discharging, the DDE plan. So the 7B is to kind of do that illicit discharge plan. And then A is to do the mapping of our storm sewers, which they kind of all kind of go in together. Which we kind of really need because we've had, with all this rain lately, we've had some sewers back up. And Matt would love to go clear out the sewers, jet them and stuff, but we don't know where they go. We don't know where manholes are. And it's kind of a game, like looking for Easter eggs sometimes. Ryan, do you have anything to add on this?
No, I think it's well worth the value. For numerous reasons, save time for Matt or anybody in the future to find this stuff and to find it when we have issues, because then we know what's upstream, downstream. So right now, we don't. There's a lot of spots we don't even know which way it's going.
The IGBE plan is not required. It's highly suggested. And eventually, I think you're going to see it required in the next couple years. And this gives us a good start to it, and we'll actually get it done. And then all we have to do from now on is just kind of add to it.
And for any projects in the future on any of these systems, it gives us a jump start.
Yeah.
It's stuff that would have to be done if we didn't have the information already.
Questions on those guys? Comments? If you want to go forward on them, I just need a motion for those two.
I can't get it to come up on my. I'll make a motion to accept the Donna you quote for. I don't have the exact number in front of me, Brandy.
7A's not to
exceed
15,000.
Yes.
7A's 15.
And 70. 17.5.
Yep.
17.5. I'll second.
Oh, yeah. We have to do that part too.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, the next thing on the agenda, this is a huge thing we've been working on. It's a Rebuild Illinois grant. The time frame is very, very, very short on this. And these are kind of for shovel-ready projects. We're kind of already there. With the stuff that we've done with our sewer plant, the rate study we did, the sewer plant study we did, and all of that, is so all the background is done. We're wanting to move towards this anyway, so the thought process was go ahead and go for this grant, and go for as much as we can get. Also in with this, the Dottie Task Order number 9, that's the one not to exceed $10,000. Now, on it, what goes along with this is also the go down. Where's it at?
It's in new business, right? The contract with regional planning?
New business. Oh, regional planning. There it is.
Wi-Fi.
With regional planning, we need to approve their thing to sign up on that, and then we have a kickoff meeting with them tomorrow. Their thing is 5,000, I believe. Where'd it go? Sorry. Should I pick a regional planning? Of course, I can't find theirs.
And the advantage of using them is their.
It's 5,000.
The advantage of using them is their experts, since this is such a fast tracking grant. They find anything wrong, they'll just get
instantly out,
ejected out. 5,000, you know, we're gonna shoot for 5 million, but if we get 1 million or 2 million, that's still a small percentage if we can get that. And like Rob says, we are actually ahead because we've already done all of our studies and everything's ready to go for the most part. I'll make a motion to accept the
Task Order 9
for $5,000.
No, this one's not to exceed $10,000.
Oh, not to exceed $10,000, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll second
I'll
that.
Second.
Vicky seconded. Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And then to go along with that, we need to approve the RPC contract for $5,000.
I'll make a motion to accept the RPC contract for $5,000.
Is that one in this packet?
It is. It's got a the RPC is in multicolors. It's really pretty, colorful. A Champaign County Regional Planning Commission.
Oh, okay.
Contact for professional services.
I'll second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay, also in the board packet, there's some maintenance stuff. If Ryan wants to talk about that, you got some bids on some work in the maintenance department. These are for the budget. These aren't to be approved tonight. But if it's budget items we can put in there, not put in there, we'll talk about.
And I got them too, so we know kind of how much they are. The one is for to basically put Matt's office out in this. There was a room there. At one time, it's been tore down because it was needed tore down. And this is to put that office in, basically from drywall to where it's ready for us to paint. The outside will be OSB. Matt has all the material. And then the other one's a quote to tear down the ESDA shed. So we kind of know where that's at. And then the one from Batista Electric is to fix the electrical that needs upgraded that OSHA called us out on. And just my suggestion, that would be the only one that I think we should act on either after we get a budget or whatever, just because we don't want OSHA to come back in and hit us again, because it'll be might not be as nice. Next time.
That was really reasonable. That was only, less than $1,000.
I think $800.
Yeah. As to the ESDA shed, do you remember how much that was for them to tear it down?
14.
14. That was to haul off and remove all the posts, too. So.
So that's to tear it down. I think our guys can. The other option was to sell it and have whoever buys it reskin it. We were offered like around $5,000 for it by like three different people. So opposed to paying the $15,000 to tear it down, we could sell it for $5,000 and have whoever buys it reskin it.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Just throwing it out there, something to think about.
How much did it cost us to tear the house down today?
21.
21, and this is not nearly.
But there was also asbestos in that, so that added to the cost.
Exactly. That was a larger project, mm-hmm. A much larger project as far as the amount getting hauled away. This one is literally
folded in and taken.
Tin and rafters.
Right.
At least so.
Did we only get one quote?
For now, that's all we have.
Yeah. So this is just a budget item.
Right,
yeah.
Just getting ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
I think somebody like Bob would do that a whole lot cheaper than this is. I'd still like to get rid of it and have it gone and just leave a bare lot there for later on improvements. If we ever do get a pedestrian crossing or whatever we can put in, we still have control of that corner,
mm-hmm.
And the whole thing, not just go get an easement and.
Yeah, and the only thing I'd be afraid of if somebody bought it and stored something outside, you're starting to impede on the vision.
Mm-hmm. Which is what would happen, I think.
Yeah, it's nothing we have to act on tonight. So, did, do we want to hold off on the electrical ones? The only one that I would have concerns with. I don't know how quick the OSHA guy would get back around, but I'm sure we're on a schedule to show back up at some point. And the thing is, Max could do that, but he's not going to be available for several months, so.
Plus, I really don't want Max climbing on a ladder and all that
yeah.
stuff.
And
all right.
You said these are just your budgetary numbers, right?
Yeah, these are just for budgets.
Yeah, we definitely do the electrical.
Something to look at.
The whole office thing, spending over $3,000 for an office when we have your office inside that we could give to him, or the back room, or the kitchen area again.
Well, getting the deal with that was to get him out of the office, because there's a long story behind it, but they're tracking in tons of mud. They're coming and going just to get them out, have maintenance working on the maintenance shop, have them staying out of the main office altogether. And there's lots of distractions when the front staff is trying to get stuff done, those guys tromping in and out constantly, and putting a supervisor with his people. Because if they want to talk to him, they have to tromp all the way through, and we end up, you wouldn't believe how much mud they track in all the time, constantly. So, that was the only thought on that, and there was already an office there, and the thought was just to move him in the office that was already there. Not to have it tore down. But, okay, I'm going to move on if that's okay. So, police department, we don't have anything really to add. I know Justin's working on a grant to pay for the cameras that we bought. He's working on that. I don't think anything else is really going on. As to his budget, we cut the car out of there, the new vehicle out of there. He's still budgeting for four full-time police officers, which, I mean, we won't have that, but he's still budgeting for it, just in case we do get it.
Thank you.
Other than that, there's not much change to his budget at all. Treasury, bills, any questions on the bills that were in there? And there was no sewer credits, right? I didn't see any.
No.
How are we doing? I know we put off, we're not shutting anybody off or anything, Brent, at least until the end of this month. How are we doing with people not paying their bills? How many people have not paid their bills in 2 months? Just give me an average.
I know there's a couple that have not paid since we've started this whole thing.
But there's been people that have called and make payment arrangements too, right?
No.
No.
The ones that have not paid have not called us, have not anything. We hung door hangers, and most everybody paid last month when we hung the yellow door hangers. But like I said, there's a couple that haven't called, haven't made any kind of payment, nothing.
Something we've got to think about. Do we shut off on our billing next month, which would be, the 18th, right? June 18th would be the next billing.
15th.
It's the 15th. Let's see.
That would be 3 months behind without paying at all, or even calling in to make payment arrangements. I'm asking, I mean, anybody have thoughts on that? I mean, I understand people are having a hard time. I totally get it. And we're willing to work with anybody.
If we hang shut-off notices on the 1st with the 15th date saying we will shut you off on the 15th if you don't contact us, at least set up a payment plan, an idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
2 weeks for them to...
How many payments are they behind? Just two if they haven't paid anything? Or would it be three?
We're now going on three.
I would say if you can't be more than one payment behind, set up the payment plans for
all of the other, you know, that way it gives them a little leeway, but it also makes them understand that, like Rob said, we don't want to shut you off.
Well,
and we understand that there's you know, that you're having issues, but
my concern is when we do start shutting off again, if we let them continuously go,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be up to $300-$400, and
then they won't be able to pay it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and my only frustration with the whole entire thing is they haven't even bothered to call in.
Yep.
I mean, that would be nice. Just call in. I mean, I don't care if you make a $5 a week payment or something. Make some kind of effort. And it's the same addresses we've had problems with in the past. So, all right. Bills. We have time to go through those?
I'm making a motion to pay bills as presented.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, regular session minutes, May 5th, 2020. Anybody have any changes on that?
I make a motion to approve May 5th minutes as presented.
All in favor?
Sorry, I had to shut my window because there's a train in Tolono. Imagine that. okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Anything on the personnel?
So every vote should be roll call.
Okay.
That way the public has a right.
Oh, every vote should be roll call. Okay, sorry.
Because we're doing it electronically.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
I feel like he's yelling at us.
All right. Any discussion on the employee manual?
Did you send it back out, Jared, with the additions or corrections?
I'm still waiting on it. Clarifications, and I got one from Rob today, and I sent Vicky a message yesterday about the sexual harassment piece. So, did you get that, Vicky?
Yeah, I was looking at it just a little bit earlier. I didn't catch it last night. But yeah, I'll definitely get some thoughts sent to you on it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, cool. So we'll table that for now. Now, new business. Discussion of approval of sewer paint plant drainage pond issues. Ryan?
I'm still working on... This is the rough spots, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, I 2 weeks ago, we short help, so I helped mow on a Friday. And on the east side of the hill, mostly from the sidewalk to the drainage pond, I think I lost two kidneys trying to mow that.
Just
how many
out
do you have?
So I'm trying to look in to see if we could maybe put a lot of that's due to washout, and I don't know if we're technically will be able to stop that. So something I'm going to look into is maybe looking at like putting that in prairie grass or bee habitat or something.
Nice.
So it doesn't have to be mowed, then we just every other year burn it down and then it grows. The bee habitat's nice because it has different flowers that bloom pretty much from
all year,
spring to
yeah.
fall. So it would be, you know, something. The first year it kind of establishes itself so it looks like a bunch of leaves, but then after that it looks pretty nice. So I'm still working on that in between other things going on. So
I reached out to and I haven't filled out the next form to fill out for them, see if they want to take it on as a project too.
Nice.
And I was gonna ask our maintenance grounds personnel, just see if they have any ideas of if there's anything out there that, you know, somebody might give us seed or, and we plant it, or some, they might, just see what's out there, see if they have any ideas.
Check with the Champaign and Urbana Park districts. They both have natural areas coordinators.
Okay. You can do that, yeah.
We've already kind of done the rebuild. Any questions on the rebuild grant? I know we kind of whizzed through that pretty quick. We're going to move on. We already talked about the IDD plan. Part of the this plan, too, is televising 10% of our sewer lines a year. Kind of expensive, but it's preventative stuff, and it also shows us where we have problems. I'd like to start working that into our budget, because if we do 10% a year, then every 10 years we'll have all of our lines televised and we can just start over again. And then, of course, mapping the sewer lines with the drains in town and all that stuff. Let's see. I think we discussed all of that. Nuisance. I think some letter. Mark, did you send some letters out to the nuisance?
We did. We sent out letters. One of them came back because it said the owner was different, so we have a formal search that we've got so that we can cross-check that. I'm pretty sure we sent copies of the letters to you, didn't we, Rob?
You did. Okay. I didn't know if they'd gotten sent, though. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, we sent everything. We just sent you copies of what we sent. So I'm thinking what we do between now and the next meeting would be to, you know, have someone check to see the progress on it, and then in the meantime we'll copy you when we get the title back on the other property and get that owner served up.
Perfect, thank you. Any questions on nuisance files? We're starting to move on them a little bit because it's summer now.
Second signature.
I mean, everybody's stuck at home; they might as well clean up their yards.
Hey, the trailer over on Peace Street near Monocles that used to be on there. Has anyone noticed how good that looks? He has been working his fanny off
noticed
on it,
that.
And it looks amazing.
The house on Daggy, too, the one that we tore down, the one right next to it, since we tore down that house, I don't know how much money they're dumping into it to remodel it, but it's starting to look really, really nice, too. There's nothing for special permits.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry, what?
I think we missed new business C6.
Oh, Diamond Maps, that's going to be put in the budget. I mean, we could talk about it if you want to approve it, but that's, what is it, $36 a month? Is that right? It's in the board packet.
Yes.
What, the cool thing about this is when we approve the Donahue Task Force, they're going to map everything and they're going to put it in Diamond Maps. Then we'll take over the $36, I think it is. I mean, someone check me.
It is.
Is it? Okay. The cool thing with the Diamond Maps, which I really like, is we can keep adding stuff to it. It's our data. So say we decide to go to Champaign County GIS later on. We can take our data from Diamond Maps and dump it right to the GIS consortium and we're money ahead. It's a lot cheaper than doing the GIS. We can also track our work orders in there. And I want to do the MFT plans. So we're not, every year it's like we're scrambling for the MFT and trying to decide what we're going to do with it. We can start tracking that in the Diamond Maps and where we're at, what we're doing, what the road quality is. And we can start getting on a plan. So we know next year, we already know what roads we're going to work on and what areas we're going to do. So, I mean, we can approve it now if you would like to, because it's on here for approval and purchase. And then we can start tracking our work orders in it. But I think, if I remember right, talking to Tim, we don't need it until they get all that information in there, because right now it doesn't really have the information in there. So it can save a couple months worth if you guys want to wait.
Can it be used for like when we snowplow, like track what roads we've snowplowed?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, to me, Rena really researched this a lot. She actually read every piece of literature that was, She must have been on the board at the time and collected all the literature, and she read all of it and went through it, and she was really super excited about the work orders because we have her doing that spreadsheet of the work orders. So she was super excited about the work order aspect, which I like too because then it kind of tracks. It's a little bit easier way of tracking it. So, so it's up to you guys. You want to start paying for it now, get a subscription and start paying for it now, or we can wait to get in the budget. It's a budget item. But we really need to get the budget approved here real soon. And Ryan has been kind of talking back and forth about the budget. I kind of like the idea of two aspects of the budget. We don't know what our numbers are going to be. We don't know what our revenue is going to be. We know it's going to be low. I know at U of I we're talking, I think they told everybody to look at 10% cut. So we can expect a 10% cut for us at least. We're losing over $3,000 a month right now just off the gaming. And that adds up quick, so it's 3 months of lost gaming revenue right now. So I like the idea of approving a budget. This is our budget if we get all of our revenue. And a fallback plan. This is what we're cutting off of it if we don't get the revenue. And kind of have two avenues of going, so we already know what we're cutting. I don't know if we can do it that way, but...
Once you make a budget and appropriation ordinance, you can... There's a way to change it with a revision, so... I'm looking at Mark
for... We didn't need to change it. We just wouldn't spend that money.
Yeah,
right.
The way I was told when I first got on the board is to do the appropriations a little high.
Right.
It's easier not to do certain things.
That's true. It's easier to spend less than to want to spend more.
So, but take a time, look at the budget. It was in the last board packet, I believe. We can send it out again.
Do you have the updated one of the stuff you already cut out that you can send out?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Do you have the one?
Talk that way. That's the microphone. Oh,
the updated version that you've, of everything you've already cut out?
I don't believe we did, Randy, did we?
I'm trying to think which version I gave you. Because I had done some of the changes that you wanted me to do, and then Ryan came with the changes. I don't know if I've sent. I don't know. I can send what I have now.
Okay.
Okay.
Just weren't looking to cut stuff that's already been cut again.
Send that to everybody.
Okay.
Because it would be nice. I know. Keep bringing up tonight. Bothers that live in daylight out of me. I just how to balance everything. If everything's been in there, we're spending money without a budget yet. Okay, any other thing for the good of the order?
There was a public comment about a concern about the snow plows putting ruts in a homeowner's property. And they said they've contacted the village 4 times about this. Brandy, do you know anything about a snow plow complaint?
If it's the one I'm thinking about, yes. And it's the one I'm thinking about. Matt said that it was the garbage truck. Not our snowplow.
Okay.
What is it in our right of way, though?
I'll drive by.
I would assume so. I mean, if it was a garbage truck.
Huh?
No matter if it was from a garbage truck or from the snowplow, I would assume it's in the right of way.
What was the address?
I don't remember.
It's the corner of Elizabeth and Broadway.
I think there was another snowplow complaint in your neighborhood too, Ryan.
I'm not aware of that one. There is the one on Whitehead across from the park, but that's ruts still from that shed that was built. they used the right of way to go to get in the backyard to build the shed, and there were some massive ruts there, and they're still there. Which I understand those are our right of ways to keep kind of clean, but in the same token, if a construction company puts those in there, should be somewhat on them too to correct. Yeah, I don't have Elizabeth or Broadway in here.
All right. So Rainey's been with us 3 years now.
Wow.
And she started to work the front desk, and now she's our clerk, treasurer, our pretty much everything. If it wasn't for Brandy, we probably couldn't keep this show running, I don't think. So big shout out to her on her 3-year anniversary with the Village of Tolono.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate you, Brandy.
Thanks.
And all the stuff that you do. You do so much. Do you have a speech for us or anything?
I don't.
Okay. Alright, other than pass a budget, a balanced budget.
Right. Or somewhat close to it.
And I really do appreciate you, right? I mean, you keep our books right, and you keep us on track, you keep our meetings on track, you keep us people, and I really do appreciate that.
You keep the mayor on track.
Your biggest concern is making sure the village books, you know, we don't overspend. So, and I do appreciate it a lot. So, anything else for the good of the order? No? Anything else going on? Bringing up. Everybody staying healthy. If that's it, I just need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Do we have to roll call that?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to have a purpose. It gives me a sense of control.
I love it.
Buffo.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
You too.